Now we welcome in Dean Lester to preview this meeting today. How are you, Dean?
I'm well, thanks, Nads.
What do you make of the 10 races at Geelong?
Look, it's a pretty competitive meeting, as you said, on the turf track, and I think there's some good bets later in the day. I'm a bit keener on the latter part of the program.
Okay, well, we kick things off race one with a maiden plate over 12.40. Take out number 12. We've got number 4, Browker's Gem at 2.90. Princess Arabella, 8.50. No Drama Darcy at $2.50. And then you're looking at Notation, who's at $6.50.
Yeah, market's pretty much zeroed in on two runners, and I'm of the same thought. No Drama Darcy, I thought, ran well on debut. Better for that outing, and I think will be hard to beat here. From 4, Broker's Gem, who's been very consistent, resumes, trialled up, looks a good winning chance. I think they're the main chances. Good roughie here. I thought Lady Drake trialled okay recently at Caulfield. It'll be winning races. It's massive odds here. And 11 at Notation, who trialled okay at Flemington and has the blinkers on for its debut run. But I think 8 and 4 are the clear top chances. 8, 4, 10, 11.
So we go 8 from 4, 10 and 11. We go to race 2. This is a maiden over the 12.40. Take out runners 6, 7 and also number 12. Number 2, it's La Premiere at 3.90 favourite. Then you're down to Free Settler at 5. 4.20 for getting there. Hediard is at $4.20.
Yeah, I'm not as keen on this maiden, I've got to say. They're pretty evenly graded. I thought Hediard ran quite well first up, number 10. I thought trial pretty well leading into that and ran accordingly. Looks close to a win. 9 getting there. The trials have been okay, and it's drawn for a good run, and it's not a strong maiden. I think Free Settler, number 5, will give a good sight, probably ride the speed, if not lead, and first up run was probably in keeping with her better form of last preparation, and 2, it's La Premiere, who ran quite well first up, but not a lot between them, 10, 9, 5, and 2.
10 from 9, 5, and 2. The third race is a maiden over the 17.55. This race, you can take out runners 11, 12, 13 and the 14. We've got number 2, Mainstream at 7.50, down to Mirandus at 6, 2.25 for Hasbro, and you're looking at Margaret, who's at 7.
Yeah, I like the way that Margaret has improved it from first run to second run. That effort at Echuca, it was a high-pressure maiden, ran well out to the longer trip here, and I thought represented a little bit of each-way value, number 10. To beat 8, Hasbro. This is the galloper from New Zealand. Last run was okay, but got a long way back and weaved through traffic and hit the line fairly without rushing through the line. I think it's a little bit under the odds. It's going to be competitive. 6, Mirandus, got held up at a crucial stage last start, and 7, This Girl's on Fire, was well beaten first up, but that was a strong maiden out to the longer trip, certainly in her favour, but I thought 10 might be the value there. 10, 8, 6 and 7.
So we go 10 from 8, 6 and 7. We go over to race 4, take out 10, 11, 12, 13 and also number 14, with number 10 being a late scratching. We've got number 4, Oomph at 6, 5.50 Jinder, $8 for Super Ego, and then you're down to Grinzinga Star, who's at 3.10, $6 for Yulong Tavion, and Collectible at 5.
Yeah, I think with the late scratching, if she's on time, who was clearly my top selection, I think the bottom three horses are the main chances. I'm going to go with Grinzinga Star, number 7, who thought ran quite well at Sale and has improved from run to run and looks well placed here. Yulong Tavion was a really good chase at Wangaratta on debut, and I'm trusting that form line to be pretty strong for this sort of maiden. 9, Collectibles, the one jumping in distance, but both runs today have been sound. And 2, Malicious, who ran into a pretty good horse in Savoy at Swan Hill last start. Was beaten a fair margin, but did race quite well. 7, 8, 9 and 2.
7 from 8, 9, 2. We go to race 5 over 11.40. No scratchings. We've got number 2, Do the Hippie at 2.70. Rush La at 6, $6 Guess Again. 9, Clowns at 9, and down to Downloads, who's at 3.50.
I'm going to go with Rush La here, number 5. I thought first up was a little bit fresh, a little bit keen, but fitter. Drawn for a good run, and in an evenly graded class 1, I thought she was well placed here. Guess Again was quite unlucky at Maui last start. Got held up for the majority of the straight, and when it got clear, made ground. Looks a legitimate chance. Do the Hippie was quite a good win, second up from a spell. Should make its own luck up on the speed, and he can run well again. And 8 Downloads has got the big class drop from the kept on Teebs last start. Probably down the straight didn't suit either. Next best, but competitive race, but I thought Ruchla represent a little bit of value. 5, 6, 2 and 8.
5 from 6, 2, 8. Over to race 6, take out number 6. And here we've got the 2 Havana Haymaker, 390. Street Heat at 7, 390 for Kaplan. Then you're down to 380 for Pollinator and bigger odds the others.
Yeah, I think the Darren Weir pair both well in the market along with Havana Haymaker, and I think the market's pretty well spot on there, the three better chances. Pollinator was a little bit dour here last start, but her previous run at Sandown was very good, and that form is strong for a race like this. I think probably goes best for Dean Yendall, and I'm going to go with 7 to beat 4 Sapla, who past two runs have been good. I think you can turn the tables on Havana Haymaker from their last meeting, but there won't be a lot in it. Havana Haymaker back to winning form last start, and maybe Street Heat next best. 7, 4, 2 and 3.
7 from 4, 2 and 3. We now go to race 7 over the 12:40. Scratchings here are 4, 6 and also 8. Number 2, Let Loose at 9:50. Star Search at 3:10. Careering Away is at 5. Sister Marie at 2:80 and Daily at Dawn is at 7.
Yeah, I quite like Star Search here. He's probably been essentially a disappointing horse after winning early in his career, but his last run at Morpheville, just when he needed a bit of luck and a bit of room at the right time, he didn't get it. And I think back in grade here, and more importantly, the blinkers going back on, I think he gets his chance to win his second race. Number 5, Star Search, to beat 10, Sister Marie. I think back in trip with the blinkers on, she's certainly going to be very competitive. 11, Daily at Dawn was quite a good win that last start. This is a touch harder, but progressing okay, and Chopsticks on the home track from a good draw might be next best, but thought that Star Search got his chance to break through. 5, 10, 11 and 3.
5, 10, 11, 3. The 8th over 17.55. You can take out 3, 12, 13 and 14. Number 2, Honey Wine at 7.50. Botties at 3.20. Jetta Aheader is at 3.40. And Star Missile at $5.50.
I'm going to go with Botty. He missed out on a start in the Derby trial last Wednesday at Flemington, over from New Zealand for Murray Baker and Andrew Forsman. His runs have been on soft ground, but both runs have been good, and I think this trip should suit. To beat 9, Star Missile. Thought there was a pretty high-pressure race at Echuca, and did a good job to win there from the draw. Gets a lovely run. 1, King's Fool. Recent trial was okay. First start in Australia for the Mick Price Yard, and 4, California Grand Cru. It might be a touch short for this horse, but if they go hard up front, he's got a good finish on him late, and I thought he was next best. But a pretty open race. 5, 9, 1 and 4.
5 from 9, 1, 4. Race 9's over 15.40. You can take out number 5. We've got the 3, the Reverend Demon at 3.50. Then we're down to 2.60 for Socomo, 9.50 for Crypto Pyrox, Long Neck Larry at 9. Then we're down to the Founder, who's at $9.50.
Yeah, I'm pretty keen on Socomo here. I think he ran well first up. He'll be fitter for that run. Just looks to get a pretty good run here, and I think he'll be hard to beat. The Reverend Demon looks the danger. Came off a long spell to win first up. It was a good effort there, and certainly wasn't disgraced last time out. So he's come up well. I think they're the two clearly. 7, Crypto Pier Rocks. This is about a perfect trip for him. I just think even though he's won at 1600, it's his absolute upper limit. I think 1540 is ideal. He can be competitive, and 11, the Founder might be next best, but going pretty thin in this leg of the quaddie. Nard, 6, 3, 7 and 11.
So 6 from 3, 7 and 11. Over to race 10, 70 over 1340. Takeout runners 4, 11 and also the 12. We've got number 2, Big Phil at 390. Tomasa $1.95. Aero Speed is at $5.50.
Yeah, gee, there's a big price discrepancy here between the two Weir runners, Tomasa and Indian Thunder. Tomasa's first up run was very good. Second up run, I thought, in Adelaide was sound without being anything spectacular. Indian Thunder, I thought, ran really well last start behind Grey Shadow, who won yesterday at Caulfield, and I Did It Again, who ran really well at Caulfield yesterday. So, look, I think one of the two will win. I'm going with 3 to beat 1. If you're going wider, then probably 2, Big Phil, whose first up win was sound, and 7, The Card Players, who's ticking over okay. He just needs another win. I've got him next best. 3, 1, 2 and 7.
So we go 3 from 1, 2 and 7. What about your best roughy quaddie and also your play of the day?
Nards, I'm going to make the best. Race 9, number 6, Socomo. The best value, back to race 3, number 10, Margaret. The quaddie, first leg 5, 10, 11. Second leg 1, 4, 5, 7, 9. third leg 3 and 6, and the last leg 1, 2, 3, 7, and 8. And I'm just going to play that last running double. I think numbers 3 and 6 in race 9 into numbers 1 and 3 in the last.
Okay, Dean. Thanks for that, and good luck today.
Beauty. Thanks, Nads.
There's Dean Lester with his preview of the meeting today from Geelong. This is Winners on RSN 927. It's 10:45.